Planning Commission regular meeting, Tuesday, January 20th, 2015. Bob, can you establish a quorum, please?
Okay. Dave Stewart.
Here.
Rick Caudill.
Here.
Steve Adams.
Here.
Brad Lawrence.
Here.
Doug Fabian.
Here.
Randy Fogel.
Here.
Randy Hayes.
Here.
Ronnie Melton.
Here.
And George Kramer.
Here.
We have established a quorum.
Could you explain the meeting procedures, please?
I'd like to welcome you at this time to the January 20th, 2015 Taney County Planning Commission regular meeting. The Taney County Planning Commission regular meeting is held in order to allow for final approval of each Division 3 permit application presented at the public hearing from the previous week, and also in order to hear new concept requests to be presented at next month's public hearing. This evening, two new concept requests will be heard. No public comment will be heard at this meeting, with the exception of that provided by the applicant or persons with information specifically requested by the Planning Commission. You may leave after your case has been heard. Thank you so much.
Okay. Everybody read the December minutes?
I'll make a motion to accept them as written.
Anybody want a second?
I'll second that.
Everybody in favor, aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Minutes have been approved. Okay, we're going to go to the final vote for the Hickory Nut Hideaway. Has anybody got any questions for Jeremy?
I have one. You're in the night rental business?
I am, yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay, do you own any other rental?
I do.
Okay.
Just one.
Okay, where's it located?
It's located in Fox Point Condominiums.
Okay, your permit is the night rental?
It is.
And you want to rent this overnight because you sold your home, or you bought a new home?
That's correct.
Okay. And you are a realtor?
Yes, sir.
When you sold the house, did you have a contract on it?
Yes, we did.
Escrow money?
Yes, we did. Everything fell through.
And they bailed on it?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
You are actively trying to sell the house now?
Yes, sir. We are. It's on the MLS right now. It's online. If you were to go home and Google it tonight, you would see that it's for sale.
Ronnie?
No,
I don't have a question. I just got to make a statement.
Yes.
There is neighborhoods that are really conducive to night rentals,
mm-hmm.
and there's some that are not.
Mm-hmm.
And there's none other in that direct area. And as soon as you sell that house, it may continue to be a night rental, or it may turn into a normal home. We don't know that. It's just not a conducive area.
Okay.
Then
anybody else got anything?
I understand, right, it doesn't run with the property. This is just for him and him only, and the nightly rental doesn't go with the property. Isn't that right? That's what we're approving or disapproving?
That's true, but we can approve it again. We'll almost be forced to if we do it this time.
Anybody else? You're done, sir?
Well, I don't think it's had any real impact at all on the neighborhood. We've heard from two people right next door to it. One was for and one was against, which is what we run into in these things. And whichever way we vote, there's somebody not going to be happy. I think the dock owner's concern is something that we should. I don't think there's any impact on the dock owners down there. Sure, they've had trash, they've had problems and all that, but I don't think this is going to add to it or subtract to it, because I read his proposal and he mentions nothing about a dock or if they have any rights or anything whatsoever to the dock. The only thing it says in there that they can go swimming in the lake, and we all know that you can do that. So I don't. And I know this won't please a lot of people, but I don't think it's impacting the thing. And I'd make a motion to approve.
No. before we make the motion to approve, who brought up the fact about something on the private fence? Is that, are we wanting to do anything with that, or?
The what?
Privacy fence.
Just on the one side there. And on the north side?
Yes. I think you're the one that brought it up.
I did bring that up. And I think that by our bylaws and stuff, that we can leave that to the property owner. I don't have a problem with the privacy fence, but I don't think he should be forced to go to a vegetative buffer and have 20 feet of his yard, which is approximately what it would take, planted and brush up there. The privacy fence is fine with me, but I think that the way we rewrote the thing for that the last time we changed the covenants on this, I think it gave him the option of it could even be a chain link fence with a slats in it, or it could be a wood privacy fence.
I felt that there was some concern at the last meeting, and so the staff's got it written right now as a privacy fence shall be established between the nightly rental structure and the adjoining existing single-family residences immediately to the north.
Would you be willing to do a combination of both? The way the property sits, we could have a nice privacy fence off of the master bedroom, providing privacy for one home, and a vegetation buffer, so we would keep the existing 4-foot dog-eared picket so that it looks uniform for the area, and then add the privacy fence between the one home and then a vegetation buffer between the next home. That would really accent the property quite nice.
The vegetation buffer is already there.
There's two trees, but I could see where I could put up some nice privacy trees, an adequate vegetation buffer that would provide privacy. And
we're really looking at this north boundary here. I mean, just to show a visual.
And it's already got a wooden fence on it.
Yeah. If
the thing was approved.
There's a wooden fence here.
It's a moot point, but give the homeowner some option on there as long as it meets the requirements of the county code on privacy fence.
And it does allow the Planning Commission quite a bit of discretion.
Okay. Anybody else got anything? I would ask for.
If you don't mind, tell me again your aversion to put the sign in the yard. What's your aversion to putting the sign in the yard?
I don't have necessarily an aversion. I typically, when I sell nightly rentals, since most of those buyers are from out of town anyway, and they're online, having a sign in the yard has never helped me. So, and in some cases, a lot of nightly rental owners don't prefer a sign in the yard because it tends to upset guests when they show up. Sometimes the property's for sale, have some anxiety about it. They feel like somebody might come in while they're there. It generates phone calls back to owners. Hey, you didn't tell me this property was for sale. So I've never had to put a sign in the yard to sell a vacation rental. I've never needed a sign. I've got a lot of other options in my toolbox to be able to help me sell them. And most of the people driving by there are local folks anyway. I just haven't done it. I could sell a house without a sign. So I just, and quite honestly, I've got 28 listings, and I've got all my signs out, and I've got a order in to Sunshine Signs for more signs. I just moved from Keller Williams and started my own company, so my signs are changing anyway. So I'm having to spend a lot of money on sign changes. So if I have to list a property for sale, I'm going to put a sign in front of somebody else's home instead of my own, because that's what a fiduciary is supposed to do. That's just how it's worked out. It's not that I have a problem. I would put a sign in my yard tomorrow. I have no problem with that. But when the guests show up, I would take the sign out and then put it back when they leave. And then it's just a function of me driving down there. And I'm down that way all the time anyway, so I don't have any issues with that whatsoever. If that's what you're asking. That's just kind of a little explanation behind it.
Good.
Yeah.
Rick, you got a question?
Yeah. So you have been in the nightly rental business for quite some time?
I have sold a number of nightly rentals. You bet.
But you do have nightly rentals other than the one you have sold.
Just repeat the question? Just the one, yes.
Other than that.
Yeah, and when I say I've been in the night rental business, I've managed nightly rentals for other people.
Yeah. And how long have you had this one on the nightly rental program?
Since November.
Okay.
Our special use permit, and I'll be here, bear with me, everybody. Is this one, this is for like for a year, or it's forever?
It's for the present owner only.
Yes.
It has to be that way.
If it's sold in a month, it's still good. I mean, it disappears.
I understand.
If it's sold 10 years from now, it disappears.
Yeah. Well, it seems like the homeowners in the area that don't like this are speculating on the problems that might occur. And I didn't know if we can give him a special use permit for a shorter period of time, so that we can try it, and then if the homeowner then I don't, like I said, I don't know, and I'm new here, and I apologize if I'm
and I wouldn't be opposed to that.
Give him 120 days to try it, and then it's not into 120 days.
We can't do that because it's not in the code.
Okay. I mean, that would give me...
Is it available to us?
Well, I mean, the way it's written...
But that way it would give some time and try it and to see if, and then when the neighbors come back and say, we don't want it because of this, and this, and we've got a concrete reason to tell this man he can't do something with his property.
Well, we don't have any way to police it, actually.
Well, we wouldn't until the end of 120 days, and then when they come back with something solid, because this is what has happened since.
We will not be able to verify that it's something solid. We're going on somebody's words. I mean, our crew is, there's no way for us to police that at all. 120 days is not long enough to get him into the season. So, I mean, he'd have to have a 6-month trial. But I don't know that we can even do that.
Before there'd be anybody else in it.
Bob's investigating right now.
Well, basically, I mean, when you read the special use permit provisions, it honestly gives the Planning Commission the authority to place virtually any condition on the special use permit. It says the Planning Commission, at their discretion and with any degree of stipulations, may grant a special use permit for most any application, and that it just basically, if, to me, if it was placed as a condition, it potentially could be placed as a condition on the application.
So it would have to come back through this committee at the end of the 6 months, if we, or whatever time we determine, right?
That would be my thought. I mean, if that were placed as a condition.
I would be in favor of a condition like that, and then we would have to look at it at the end of the 6 months again, if he still owns it, or if he sells it to somebody and they want to continue on with it.
I was just curious if that was an option.
Well, evidently, yes.
I mean, really...
Both sides of this question have valid arguments.
Really, it allows the Planning Commission quite a bit of discretion as far as conditions placed, or appears to.
My only concern with a condition would be the investment of fence and vegetation, which I suppose I would, I'd be happy to do, but, I've got to do it anyway. If I'm going to sell it, I've got to do it anyway. So
you want to sell it, so you'd about want to do it
right.
Anyway, wouldn't you?
Absolutely. So I guess that, I just talked myself out of that one, so that's okay. It makes sense.
I don't know your circumstances, they're none of my business. If you don't get to rent this house by the night, is that going to create a tremendous hardship on you?
It would, but that's not your fault or these people's fault.
You're going to lose the house?
If I don't get a renter in there, then yes, I can't make the house payment in addition to my house payment and the other. The condo I can get rented by end of March, early April, and I can get that payment covered. My house payment, I'm going to make that one. But if I don't get some kind of renters in there, then I won't be able to keep it. And if I get a 6-month renter in there, or a year renter in there, they're going to mess up the property so much, and I can't sell it because I've got renters in there. I've never been able to sell a property with a renter in there.
I understand you have a lease obligation, so you can't take up the buyer.
And my goal is not to lease the house. I don't want to be a a landlord, you know. But because I have experience in managing vacation rentals, and because I've done it in a low-impact scenario, I actually train and coach people how to do it the right way. My goal was just to get some short-term rentals in there until I could get the house sold. I know that, you know, in the past they've allowed some people in the area under certain circumstances to have vacation rentals in the area without complaint. I thought I might be able to do the same thing until I get it sold. I'm not trying to run a resort. I'm not trying to run a business or start a vacation rental industry down there on that point.
Okay. I want the board to, Randy's got a question for the board.
The recommendation on the fencing is only applies toward this special use permit. I mean, if this is denied, I mean, none of that's,
no, he will not
applies
have
to that.
That's correct. That's correct.
The problem I see with these guys is that once we agree to this, we have set a precedent that we will have to agree to on this house or in a lot of other areas that there is no nightly rentals in now. There's nothing
else. We've done this. We've been through this in the last year and a half since it started coming before this board. And each one of them, each decision we've made some happy, we've made some sad. It's based on compatibility.
That's right.
Now that's so, and it can go either way. And as far as us getting into the economics of this thing, that's not our jurisprudence.
Okay, I'm on a.
Mr. Chairman?
Yes.
Can I ask a question of anyone else in the audience?
Can you ask?
Just this gentleman here. Can I ask anybody else a question?
Well, I'd prefer not.
Public comment tonight.
No.
I understand. I didn't know if I could direct a question at
someone. No, let's don't start that. What I'm going to ask for now is somebody make a motion.
Well, there's one on the floor.
Okay. Somebody want to second it?
I'll second it.
Wait a minute.
Just really quickly, would you like for me to read the proposed conditions prior to the vote?
Yes.
If the Taney County Planning Commission approves this request, the following requirements shall apply unless revised by the Planning Commission. First, compliance with the provisions of the Taney County Development Guidance Code. Second, compliance letters from the Western Taney County Fire Protection District and the Missouri Department of Revenue, including all other entities which have requirements governing a development of this nature, shall be provided to the Planning Department office. Third, a valid Missouri Department of Revenue sales tax license shall be provided to the Planning Department prior to the issuance of the Certificate of Compliance. Fourth, no outside storage of equipment or solid waste materials. Fifth, this decision is subject to all existing easements. Sixth, this residence shall accommodate no more than 8 persons per night. The total occupancy may be further limited based upon the provisions of the Western Taney County Fire Protection District requirements and regulations. Seventh, if the on-site wastewater system shows any signs of failure, it shall be upgraded, ensuring capacity for the 3-bedroom home and or the maximum number of persons that will be accommodated via nightly rental, whichever is greater. This upgraded on-site wastewater system shall be permitted via the Taney County Planning Department in conjunction with the Missouri Department of Health and Senior Services. Number 8, a privacy fence shall be established between the nightly rental structure and the adjoining existing single-family residences immediately to the north. 9th, the Hickory Nut Hideaway nightly rental has been approved as a special use permit. Therefore, the permit is specific to the applicant to whom the permit is issued and cannot be transferred without Planning Commission approval. The special use permit should not be used to establish commercial compatibility for or with any future land use change applications. 10, this decision of record shall be filed with the Taney County Recorder of Deeds office within 120 days or the approval shall expire. And, of course, the Planning Commission may amend in any of the above.
I would like to add the 6 months.
How do you feel about that, Dave, if we add 6 months on a 6-month limitation to your approval?
We're exceeding our authority on doing something like that. It has to be put in the code book.
Well, there's enough leeway in the code book to do that.
That's a judgmental point.
The packet shows that it was rented in September. You told you that.
And thank you.
Don't.
We, if, fixed it up?
No. Hey, wait a minute. Wait a minute. No talking back and forth.
You're not supposed to be talking either, or you can leave.
Okay, or we're going with, we got a first and a second, so everybody in
favor?
So
can we add the 6 months, or can we not?
Well, really, we can, since we already got the motion, right?
Nobody seconded the motion.
I did.
Oh, you didn't second.
Okay.
Did we? Yeah.
Okay. Didn't we? We've got a first and second, so we really can't back up. Bob?
We kind of jumped forward because we didn't read this out first.
Yeah.
I guess would...
Okay.
Yeah.
Everybody in favor of approving this? Aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
Aye.
Aye.
Hmm?
I opposed.
You opposed? You opposed?
Aye.
You opposed. I didn't hear it. Aye. 3 opposed. And 4, 5 yes.
Five to three.
That's 8. I can't mean to count 9.
You don't vote unless you're split back.
Yeah. Now, does somebody, do we want to go any further with the 6 months? Or?
I feel like at this point it's already been approved.
Okay.
It's a moot issue at this point.
I'm new at this too, so I'm just asking Bob. He keeps me lined up. I don't want to leave anything unsaid. So, looks like we're done with you, Jeremy.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You're not mentioning to them that what their options are to get to the against it now.
Hey.
Yes.
If the ones that's against this, you can go in front of the Board of Adjustment. Okay. Thanks. We got somebody here for the Mud Man Storage. What are you all here for? Are mud people ain't here?
They don't appear to be.
Okay, come on up.
You want me to?
What's your name, sir?
Tim Friend.
This proposal is located in the 200 block of Shepherd of the Hills Expressway. And since this is the concept hearing course, I've put together some aerial photography of the property in question. And I'll let the applicant explain what's proposed. But like I said, it's in the 200 block of Shepherd of the Hills Expressway. Located right here. We'll zoom in. This is the Wilderness Club. Right over in here, quarry right here, and he presented a plot plan for this Echo Hollow Estates, and we've got a north view here of the property in question, south. East and west. Essentially, on this one, what we're looking at is this is going to be the first major subdivision that we've had since the adoption of the subdivision regulations. And with this adoption of the subdivision regulations, basically we'll need to have two separate approvals, one approval of the plat, but he's also seeking approval for a use. He's also, and in this particular case, he is seeking to have the ability as a regular Division 3 permit, not as a special use permit, but he wants to have the ability to nightly rental basically the units within the development. And I guess at this point I'll let you explain it in maybe a little more detail.
Yeah, basically it's a 24-lot subdivision. All the county sewer, the commercial water wells in, the electric, underground electric in, all the utilities are in place. All that's left to do is do the paving, the required paving to the standards of the county regs. And it's a standalone property. It'll have its own covenants and restrictions. And it'll be, I'd like to use the, have to do nightly rental. I've got other developments that I've, that I'm building in under the current regulations of the nightly rental code for the county right now, and basically want to do the same.
That's for all the lots?
Yes. It's a property on its own.
So you plan on developing all the lots?
Exactly.
Okay.
Every single one of them, yeah. It'll all be nightly rental.
Okay.
But you'll be doing it all, or you're going to sell each lot?
I will put the, I'm a developer. I put the covenants restrictions together, and also I've got several individuals that do the nightly rentals and buy the homes from me, and then they've got their own operations group that does the marketing and everything. So I sell the lots and the homes turnkey to them, and so then they form the association amongst their owners, and then I turn it over to them when it's complete.
Where have you done this in other places?
Out at Oakmont Hills on 86 Highway. Mm-hmm. I've got properties around the lake, several properties. I have different commercial properties, residential around the area.
You're planning on building houses, not trailers?
Yes, sir. No, they're actually really nice log homes, or log cabins, if you speak. They're made out of real log. I'm getting a detailed drawing put together that'll show all the parking spaces, and then we'll have pictures of the existing homes and stuff like we're building now. And you know, just for comparison, the project next to it is almost basically exactly what we're building there. A lot of them are log home or log sided. We don't do the log sided, but
they're permanent buildings for people. They're not rent,
no, they're not. But I'm not trying to do it in their subdivision
right.
Either. The smallest square footage I've got is somewhere around 1380. And the largest, there's a couple of lots in there, about four. It's pretty flat, actually, for the Ozarks, but a couple of lots in there are good for a walkout. So the largest one's probably going to be somewhere 2,500, 3,000 at the max.
Are you going to build them? You're talking about the log. Are you going to use all of them on the log concept? I mean,
yes. Yeah, it'll be all logged. And if you'll notice, it's real wooded. What we do is try to leave as much vegetation as we can, and we set the little log cabins right inside the wooded vegetation on each lot. It looks really nice. You're welcome to go out and look at anything that, you know, I've had anything to do with before, and we try to keep as much other natural vegetation and stuff to make it, you know, if that's what they want to rent. They want to rent a log cabin that's kind of in the woods or something like that, or has a view, depending on where it's at.
You're going to use the same entrance that's shown there off of Highway 160.
Yes, and since you brought that up, that entrance coming in right there from 65, then it loops over and comes into the development, that is the entrance for that. The main entrance to the other property is this entrance over here to the left, and if you'll see, there's a small highlighted red mark right there where it goes to the right on my entrance. The only reason they tied that together was for emergency vehicles. So the main entrance to this development is way over here, and it goes all the way through the property. So this is really not even their entrance. But it is open to them for emergency vehicles.
The other entrance is gated, isn't it?
This one over here?
No. The one to the left?
No,
the one right where your property is.
Yeah.
In the clubhouse.
I think there's a gate up there. I really haven't.
It is.
I haven't ventured up in there. I think there's a gate there.
Yeah.
But they do have emergency access for that, and that's allowed through. But that drive that will be for my property really is not even their entrance.
Bob, can you zoom that out a little bit? Isn't that main drive, isn't there a subdivision behind that?
Yes, that entrance is to that subdivision behind us.
Sorry.
Well, but they can use the main entrance and go all the way through.
This one. I don't know if that gives
you. See how that big nature's comes through the main entrance and it ties right on in and goes right on back. See what I'm...
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
But nobody's going to drive up through that area. They're going to drive right down your entrance.
Well, that's their privilege if they want to.
Yeah.
I don't have any problem with it.
Yeah. Well, I think that's... Is that a county road?
It is not at this point in time.
It is not.
No. Well, then, do you own the road?
I have legal access to my development there. Just like they have access, there's a legal access granted to the property.
Anybody else got any questions for him?
On the nightly rental aspect of it, there will be, at first I realize not, but later on will there be somebody on the property, or, I mean, how's that going to be handled to do the rentals and watch out for it and take care of it?
Probably the same way that the group that I work with that is buying these now, they have a marketing group that takes care of that, and then they have a cleaning group and everything, and usually their cleaning staff is always somewhere on property from coming in and out because it's a car, you know, it's 24 homes. So the cleaning staff that they have right now, the head lady of that basically takes care of any questions or anything, so they have a direct line to her, and she's usually always out there on property. Sure. They do a really good job right now, and it's really family-oriented rentals worth it, what I've seen from what they bought from me before. So they do a nice job.
Anybody else got anything for him?
If these are rentals, some of these lots are fairly small. Will there be adequate parking, to meet our code guidelines?
There will, because we're going to do, if you look on the south end of the property there, that's kind of cleared off. That's a highline easement there. And so we're going to put additional parking all along, right along there. Yeah, that's where it's at, Bob. The houses will be built on the front of those lots, and then there will be a parking space there for any extra parking requirements that we'll meet the requirements for, for nightly rentals, in case they've got a boat or something that they want to park there. But I'll have a detailed drawing of that before we come to our final meeting, and I'll get that to you guys well in advance so you'll get a chance to look at it.
Hard to keep them off the street, even if you put your parking out there.
The good thing is everybody in there, if they are parking on the street, it's all nightly rentals, so they're not going to affect anybody. All the lots face that loop is going to be my inner street. No lots face this street out here. You can see the plat.
Sorry.
The only real question I've got is the width of that road that's not a county road at this point, getting in and out of there. There is a neighborhood behind that definitely uses that entrance. Mm-hmm. And then you throw another however many there is here on that.
Yeah, but you realize this is an old project that was approved and just didn't get to Division 3 because it's got county sewer and everything already to it.
Prior to that. I know it's got sewer too.
So really there's no difference. I didn't add any lots to this. I didn't change anything.
Right. So there's a plat approved for this?
No, it's not approved to Division 3, but it's been through the county, and this design has been looked at, but it was never finally approved through as Division 3. They didn't carry it on the way through. So that's all I'm carrying now. So I met with Bob and all the guys at Planning and Zoning. We looked at the size of the lots to see if it meets county specs and regulations.
Well,
everything meets. So it all meets the regulations and the requirements.
Well, it's still a concern. I mean, would you care to take a drive and look at it?
Yeah.
Well, it's not county.
People in the subdivision would be obligated to maintain the roads.
Is there a homeowner's subdivision? Do they take care of the road now?
I don't know.
I'm just curious.
It's paved.
And
it's
still going to be maintained.
Sure, yeah. Exactly.
So are you going to build all 24 first, then transfer everything over to the association?
No,
I'll
probably build, if it works out the way, I'll probably build 12 the first year and 12 the second year.
Okay. And then that first year, you're going to build the 12, will you transfer it over or keep it?
They can be individually owned, though, right?
Sure, and they will be.
Okay. They're not going to be the one group.
Not one group, yeah.
Individually,
that's
not.
Why, that's why, it's going to be weird for somebody to be on premises to take care of these things, because they're not going to be owned by the same people.
But it's the same situation we have at Oakmont Hills today.
Yeah.
And the cleaning staff does the majority of the cleaning of the homes there, so that's how they monitor it.
Yeah.
Okay. And it works well. Anybody else got any questions? You got something, Randy?
I guess a question.
What's your next date, Bob?
I understand that.
As far as I know at this point, and I don't know, and I've actually asked him to come out and look at the road already. I think they meet county regulations, but he would have to let us know.
Yeah, that's one of my concerns.
But I've already asked him to come out prior to the meeting, so, and he said he would.
Yeah.
I contacted him.
The public hearing on this will be held February 9th.
Do you already own this property?
I got a contract on it.
So you don't own it yet.
I got to know that this is going to, you guys are going to approve it.
Yeah.
I'll own it when you say yes.
Yeah. That's what I thought.
Would you do it any other way? Okay.
I think there's a good option out there.
Sure. This is the thing. We don't have any, we're struggling in the economy. We don't have any development. This is the only option I have to try to help put some quality homes in the area to help the development and start us to get rolling again in this area. And we all need development in the county, I would think, especially if you need nice products. If you want to look at some of my properties, Island of Monaco out there on the lake, I got some nice properties in the area. Anybody's very, come look me over.
Oh, yeah, the properties are nice that I've seen out there.
Yeah.
Okay, Bob. Are we done with questions, guys? Yeah. Everybody? What's your date?
The public hearing will be February 9th.
February 9th, 6 o'clock.
Okay. Thank you, gentlemen.
Thank you. Do we have to vote on that?
We don't have a representative for Muddy Man Storage. We don't have a representative for Muddy Man Storage this evening.
My question was, they can say they meet the road standards, but can we ask for a design plan of your road crossing?
Well, he told me that he was enforcing
it. Hang on, Mike.
They don't have if, no, not in the past. No.
If I went out
but now, with the current because I'm on the fire department.
The development would build a road.
The city.
So
all of these homes would have to have fire.
Bob, you got a question for everybody? Or you want to tell us something?
Well, we still have, we didn't have an applicant that appeared for this Muddy Man Storage, and so I didn't know how the Planning Commission wished to view that. We did receive an email from the city of Branson. Basically,
that's one of the new cases they're putting in is what we're talking about.
Exactly. Yeah. Right next door to where they're proposing the new cases. Basically, it's surrounded by the city on four sides. And there's a brief email that I got today from the city. The city's essentially requesting that they be allowed to annex the property in. Now, what's being indicated by the applicant at this point, from my understanding, is that the property would be utilized as storage, that there wouldn't currently be a need for water and sewer. The representative did, however, indicate that in the future, they also plan for a car wash to be a part of this proposal as well. And they have, I know they've been in conversation with the city.
You're asking us something. That makes some problems between the property owner.
If it ain't in there,
If they put something on there that requires sewer, then they're
require sewer.
It's just a story. If they require a sewer,
that's
they're
still
going to be
the city and the property owner.
That's right.
It's not our deal, Bill. It never has been that I know of. Yeah. Although they keep trying. The city keeps trying to get us to commit.
Right.
And if he puts a car wash in, he'll have to.
He
won't have a choice.
We've had a lot of problems like that in the past where they want to put something in. And, well, George just has been in one out there that's been a nightmare for the property owner out there. And you know, it all started when we did all those sewers in that area around over there. We had five different sewer projects going at one time. And it all started then. And then the city talked the people in our sewer district in to making people do things, and it's caused problems over there.
Okay, we're getting off track here a little bit. Bob, what do you want us to do about this mud? Or what do you?
I guess at this point, I mean, the applicant didn't appear, but
we
I just.
Vote on it,
I
we don't vote on it anyway, it's a concept.
Yeah, it's just a concept hearing at this point.
I mean, do we just kick it out then at that point? Since they're not here?
Again, I'm taking it both ways.
That's what I was thinking as well. I thought.
Roll it over to the next concept meeting.
I don't see that we need to do anything, and it don't need to be put back on.
Does the group wish to hear this as a concept next month, or I guess I wanted, I wasn't sure how the commission wanted to proceed.
Well, we wouldn't be voting on it tonight anyway.
No, there would be no.
We'll call you tomorrow, and then you can put it on the agenda.
I think that'd be on the next concept meeting.
Yes, okay.
He'll have to make application for the public hearing, right?
Basically, once we've held the concept hearing, normally we just hold the public hearing after.
He's still got to come before you.
At the concept.
He has to be here before he can have a public hearing.
He's got to present it to you as the concept. And he's not here to do that.
Sounds like he gets tabled.
So are we going to table him until next? First and next month.
That may be weird.
He's not here, so you're not here.
And if he wants another concept hearing, he'll have to apply for it.
Yeah. We'll put him on the agenda.
He's already got the application. It's just put on a different
agenda. Has anybody else got anything else next month? Bob, you got anything that you want to give these guys anything to think about?
Well, of course, next month we normally consider it's a review of the previous year's permits, so 2014's permits, and also possible code changes. And the group did want to go ahead and hear cases, so the concept hearing from tonight will still be held next month. You know, we'll still have the public hearing, we'll still have concept hearings, and then we'll also have the possible proposed changes and a review of last year's permits as well. And that's about all I've got.
That all you got? Well,
can I say something?
Yes, George.
The storage segment, I know he's not here and that's fine, but I've had vast experience with the city of Branson, and if this guy wants to build storage units and there's no bathroom and there's nobody on site all the time, you know, now when he shows up for his concept hearing, well, there's going to be somebody here, blah, blah, blah. Okay, he needs a bathroom, that's a different ballgame. But if these are just storage with electric gate where you go in and out and he don't need a bathroom, and like I said, boys, I'm new here, and if I'm out of line, I apologize. But if he don't need a bathroom, then we're here to approve his storage building. And the city, just in case maybe he wants a bathroom down the road, well, then the city can deal with his bathroom down the road. It's not our job to make sure he takes care of it. The city is taken care of.
You're just expounding on what I've said.
Well, yeah, I know. I don't, you know, if he needs one down the road, that's fine. If we make him get it, then it's the city's problem next time he wants to put it in.
If he had that bathroom and goes into the city, then they're counting.
He's not asking for a bathroom, so it's not a problem.
You're learning, George.
Well, I'm trying. Can I tell you a funny story? You want to wait until you close the meeting?
Let's close the meeting first.
Still approve it.
This is live.
And that was one of the questions I was going to ask.
All right, is everybody?
Make a motion to adjourn.
Need to adjourn.
Paul, you hadn't started yet.
Now then, what's your story?
My story is...